Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Parliament began the week with eulogies in memory of Sir Paul Reeves, led by Prime Minister John Key.
The Right Reverend and the Honourable Sir Paul Alfred Reeves passed away in Auckland on Sunday the 14th of August at the age of 78. It is with great sadness that I heard of Sir Paul's passing, for he was one of the country's greatest statesmen and admired by so many. I had the privilege of meeting Sir Paul on a number of occasions, and he was a fine man.
Mr. Key's sentiments were echoed by opposition leader Phil Gough.
We have lost a very special New Zealander, a man who gave so much to his community, a man that we'll remember as being true to his principles. We will miss him greatly. Tapa ore, haere, haere, haere.
Mr. Gough was followed by other party leaders. And then in question time, the opposition pressed the government on its policies to alleviate poverty and unemployment among young people. After answering one question on the subject, the Prime Minister left the chamber, prompting this request from Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, when Mr. Key was not back in his seat in time for the next question set down for him to answer.
Mr. Speaker, I seek the leave of the House for question number 4 to be set down for question after question number 10 today, so the Prime Minister can answer it when he returns from his urgent public business.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection. The Honourable... Order.
The Speaker didn't wait for the government to complain about Trevor Mallard accusing it of being chicken.
Order. I think I can anticipate the member's point of order. The Honourable Trevor Mallard will leave the House. We will not tolerate that kind of accusation in the House.
Lockwood Smith was soon back on his feet to discipline opposition leader Phil Gough.
Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Question, Mr. Speaker. Order, I was waiting for the Prime Minister to answer the question that he should have
order,
answered.
Order. I'm on my feet and this nonsense will stop immediately.
The Speaker later heard a plea from Labour's Chief Whip, Rick Barker, concerned that with the government planning to put the House under urgency, stopping the clock in the chamber on Tuesday, Mr. Mallard's expulsion would last all week.
The House has got an agenda for this week, which I'm sure everybody wants to get through. And I would suggest to you the words of a former President of the United States, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who made reference to the fact that it was better to have people inside the tent than outside of the tent. And it made life a little bit more, bit easier.
Rick Barker suggested Mr. Mallard could be allowed back at 4, but the Speaker was reluctant to make a decision on the spot.
Let me make it clear that up until now, I've not asked many members to leave this chamber. Only 3, in fact. And they have been out for the day.
The Trevor Mallard, who's been ordered out twice previously, Labour's Clayton Cosgrove and Bill English, who were sent out last week. Reachline explains why Trevor Mallard's third expulsion could have been a problem for Labour this week.
With the House due to move into urgency today, Mr. Mallard's expulsion from the chamber could mean he isn't allowed back for the rest of the week. Urgency has the effect of freezing time in the chamber on the day in which it's taken, so that Tuesday in the House is extended to cover the entire period of urgency. Meanwhile, the outside world continues as usual. That poses a problem for a member ejected from the chamber on a day in which the House is due to enter urgency, as disorderly members can only be ordered out of the House for the maximum of 1 day, but with urgency, a sitting day can stretch out over several days. That means that unless the Speaker has a change of heart, the Labour Party could be missing one of its senior MPs when members start slugging it out in the chamber during this week's session of urgency. After question time, urgency was not accorded immediately, with the government instead passing the first reading of the Legal Sustainability Amendment Bill and then beginning the second reading of the Biosecurity Law Reform Bill.
That report from Reece Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.